You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I sat down with AUSA President Alan Shaker here to ask him a couple of questions about the upcoming AGM and why students should look to run for the executive. So Alan, first up, the AUSA elections are coming up. When are these happening? What are the important dates that students should know?
The first thing is that nominations are currently open. They opened in week one, so 17th of July. They're running through up until this Friday, where nominations will close, and then we'll move into a period of campaigning for a week, and then voting as well. So voting will open on the 14th of August, and voting will close on the 25th of August, and we're hoping to have results announced at the start of September.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on why do you think people should consider running for the AUSA executive position, and what kind of change can come about through running for it?
Oh, I mean, there's so much potential for change. I think, you know, student associations have massive potential to make a huge impact here at the university. If you just look back at the last couple of years as to what AUSA has done in terms of compulsory lecture recordings for all students and universal grade bump, you know, these things have come from passionate student executive fighting for change, and I think it's a great role because you have so much influence, you have so much potential to make this university better. And I think there's obviously perks to it. It's a paid position. The president's role is a full-time role. The vice president's are 20 hours a week, and the portfolio positions are 10 hours a week. So it's rewarding as well, seeing the change we can make. And it gives you, I would say, over the experience I've had over the last couple of years, it gives you life skills and experience that sets you up for any job, no matter what you go on to after university.
Touched a little bit on it before, but we are students, we've got busy schedules, some of us work alongside of study, so it can be hard to find things like voting in the AUSA elections as a priority. So why do you think it's important that students should vote in these elections?
I think I can't stress how crucial it is. I think, like I said, the student executive have a lot of influence and have a lot of power to make change, and we or they need a strong mandate to be able to do that. You know, the stronger the mandate is, the higher the voter turnout is, you know, the more influence we can make to the university. You know, we can go to the university and say, hey, look, 10,000 students voted us in. Here's what we're fighting for compared to 500 students voted us, and here's what we're fighting for. So I would highly recommend any students out there listening, you know, take the time, take 30 seconds to vote in the elections. All students can vote, so it's not just AUSA members. But, you know, take the time and, you know, have your say in terms of who's going to run the student association.
Yeah, and on that point, I also wanted to ask how voting will actually work for these elections. Like, is there going to be a polling day? Can students do it online? How does the voting work?
So voting is online through the Engage platform. So that's the university's platform. So it'll be distributed, I hope, to all students via an all-student email, across socials. And I believe the AUSA team are looking at doing some pop-up barbecues and stalls and things like that to encourage voting as well. But voting will predominantly be online through Engage.
And I want to switch to a different topic now. The Victoria and Otago Student Associations have just launched a petition calling for a universal student wage. I want to ask you, is this something that AUSA also supports?
Absolutely. It's no secret that students are finding it tough at the moment, probably now more than ever. Absolutely, we support this, and you know, we're actually part of a general election campaign, you know, and that's with NZUSA, and obviously Vic and Otago are part of that as well. So we are working together with them on issues like this, and in terms of advocating for things that we want to see come out of the general election campaign.
And in your mind, what do you see a universal student wage looking like, and how will that support students to better be able to study?
Well, for me, I think to sum it up, it would be a barrier-free allowance. At the moment, there's many loopholes. The eligibility criteria, you know, if you ask me what they were, I couldn't be able to tell you because they're that confusing. And so for me, a universal student allowance would be something that all students are entitled to, no matter, you know, where you come from, what your background is. And I think the impact it would have on students is immense, because at the moment, students are having to work part-time. I know students that are working full-time to make ends meet, and you know, having this sort of allowance and not having to go through so many loopholes for it, eases the burden a little bit, and I think it allows students to ultimately focus on what they're here for, which is, at the end of the day, the piece of paper you get when you graduate.
The AUSA general meeting is coming up. When will this be happening, and what can students expect from the meeting?
So the annual general meeting is on the 4th of August at 1 p.m. in Shadows. What can students expect from it? So AUSA will be presenting our financial accounts, our annual reports. So, you know, if you're interested in sort of where or how we've spent our money, as well as the things we've done, we'll be presenting both 2021 and 2022 financials and annual report. So we'll be presenting those to our members. In terms of what else is happening, we'll be doing giveaways, so spot prizes, competitions. We've got some awesome prizes lined up from some of our sponsors like JBL. And we'll also have a free lunch. So Shadows will be showcasing their new menu, and the students that come to the AGM will be able to have a free lunch as well.
In the past, student attendance has been low at these things. So you touched on, you know, free lunch, spot prizes. But I wanted to ask about the actual content of the meetings. Why is it important that students turn up and have a say at these meetings?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you touched on it. The last time we held an AGM, we weren't able to meet quorum. So obviously a priority for us this year is to meet quorum. For me, the biggest thing about these meetings is the transparency. Yes, obviously AUSA, as an executive, we try to be as transparent as possible in terms of what we're doing and how we're doing it. For example, all of our exec meetings are published on our website. But, you know, this is an opportunity for our members and our students to ask us the tough questions if they need to you know, figure out what's happening with AUSA and all that sort of stuff as well.
That was AUSA's current president, Alan Shaker, speaking about the upcoming AGM and why students should look to run for the executive